views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, this is your intuitive co-host, Daryl, today, and on the Psychic Love Doctor show. And man, have we got a topic for you today.
Oh yeah, this is one of my most favorite show topics, or even just in a reading at the office here. I just love when we get to look into the cards to perceive how someone from the past is actually feeling about us. So today, I hope that you will come forward, either by calling into the show, where we will talk with you live on the air, or you can always message Lisa, who will be right back and manning the cameras and the phones and whatever we got cooking back here. She'll be here. Oh, there she is. So you can shoot her a little message. One thing that listeners from Facebook have told us is we should not be typing back to them because it causes a great deal of static during the show.
Makes it glitch.
Yes. So, and it could be the reason that we go down. So, yes, we are streaming live.
And the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819.
And another thing, that Lisa is here. You can shoot her a message if you really don't want to call in. But we promise you, nobody will recognize you. We just seem to know this as a fact.
Right.
Now, why we picked this topic? Well, there have been some clients over the years that we got talking about and how we marveled that the cards were so incredibly accurate about these individuals from the past that they had not been in contact with for quite some time, came up in readings. They wanted to know, well, how is this person really feeling about me? And we've had some really big success stories with that.
Yes, we have.
For instance, just to give you, help prime the pump a little bit. There was a woman back in my hometown that came to me for a reading. She was going to be heading down to Kansas City to her own hometown, to attend her high school reunion after 20 years. Now, I saw in the cards that there was going to be a man at this reunion where there was a lot of unfinished business. And she said, oh, I'm betting that's Steve. So I asked her, I said, would you like me to take a look and find out how Steve is really feeling about you? And we did. And what we saw is that Steve was praying that she was going to be attending the reunion so that, well, he could reconnect with her. But I saw that it went deeper than that. Steve was hoping for a new romantic beginning with his high school sweetheart. And I know this sounds really, you know, cliched and not quite the stuff that you would think would be that remarkable. But anyway, I did tell her that I saw that at the reunion, these two were going to fall madly in love once again, and this would be the time that it would remain permanent. And that is exactly what happened. She went down to the reunion. She connected with him on the very first night. And by the time she came home 4 days later, she had a ring on her finger. Not like total engagement, but you know, one of those...
I want to be engaged.
Your promise. Yeah. But those two were headed off to marriage, and see how those 20 years actually were necessary for the two of them to grow up, to mature, but they were traveling parallel lives. Oh, isn't that a song? I believe that is a song with the chick with the long black hair. I forget her name.
Whichever one that is.
So anyway, that's what we're going to do, but you can call in for any kind of reading. We don't mind. And our number again?
It's 1-800-930-2819.
We do have some questions already starting, and I had one posted by Amla, who often calls into the show. So we'll get to her. Let's put her on the list, too. All right, let's go with the our Facebook questions that are flowing in.
You have a question from Carrie. She says, I just have to ask about my boyfriend and his loyalty. So what do the cards show about Carrie's boyfriend's loyalty?
All right, that's what we're going to do right now is take a look at your boyfriend and his loyalty. And it never hurts to check up in the cards because we can find out that there may be some parts of our relationship that are ailing a little bit. That way we can work on them. No dead air, people, yeah, while I'm concentrating.
Well, I'm over here typing to our guy.
If you have just joined Deborah Lee, the Psychic Love Doctor, she is using a regular deck of playing cards. And she is using a 24-card layout with her cards. So not only will she be able to focus in on Carrie's question about her boyfriend's loyalty, she may also pick up some other things about what's going on with Carrie right now.
Ooh, I like how you put that.
Yeah.
A little bit deeper insight.
Can you spy with these cards? You bet you can. We call it metaphysical spying when we're actually reading someone else's cards, which I'm not doing at this particular moment, but sometimes we can do that where we'll read the cards of others.
Right.
Without I did that last night, as a matter of fact.
And did it work well for you?
I think so.
Well, what I'm picking up for you here, Carrie, is I think this relationship needs more solid footing and a more even foundation. I'm sensing that there are fears on both sides. Your side, his side, and when the two of you disagree, this seems to become extremely prevalent as far as lack of connection in terms of feeling the same way or having an entirely different opinion. And you know what? It is okay to feel that way. The part where it can get a little murky is when we start really worrying about, what is he or she doing when I'm not there? Is he or she really at work? Who just called on the phone? Was that really who they said it was? You know, you can literally drive yourself insane trying to answer these questions when realistically, if you have a partner that has not done anything, how can you already start calling them guilty or considering them to be guilty? In this case, no, I'm not seeing it. I know that he's afraid to tell you how he truly feels a lot of the time, but I'm not seeing that this is not someone you can trust. I do believe. I think it would really help if they brought a higher level of commitment to this relationship. Mm-hmm. Some women really need to be engaged or to have the promise of a marriage down the road, and men too. It isn't just a one-sided thing. I just feel like in their case, they need to solidify
right.
things a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too.
And I don't think she should worry. Carrie, don't worry about these friends around him. I see that he's got buddies and stuff, and yes, there's going to be other women kind of, you know, weaving through their socializing, but guess what? I'm not seeing anything pertaining to him having eyes for somebody else. And I would tell you, or I would say, get a hold of me after the show, and then I would tell you, but seriously, I'm not seeing that at all. So did you say we have somebody waiting?
Yes, we're coming up on a break here in a few minutes, so let's just kind of keep rolling here until we roll into break.
Okay.
She says, okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, and what you should do now, Carrie, is take what I've given you and feel that positive vibration that's attached to it. Feel the energy of that this is a good man you have here. He would come out in the cards as being a liar, a cheater. You know, the cards are very precise when it comes to these types of things. And Lisa, in your practice as a relationship therapist, What sort of guidelines do you share with others since we have just a minute or so to go till break?
Well, when it comes to question to loyalty, I think keeping that communication line open and always being honest with your partner, that if you're feeling, is the partner doing something that's making you feel that you should question his or her loyalty?
How honest, though, if she says, do I look fat in these pants? I think the correct answer is you look absolutely adorable. Or take those pants off right now. So that he can devour you in lust. But I don't think that's one of those questions we really want an honest answer
You're
to.
You're right. Anyway, we're going to go to break here, folks. We'll be right back in about a minute. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819.
All right.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our beautiful host, Deborah Lee.
Sparkly today. I am sparkly.
Yes.
Paid bills all morning, got very cranky and thought, doggone it, I need to sparkle. So here I am. Now, I think we have a lovely lady waiting in the wings.
Yes, let's go to Becca from Massachusetts.
Hi, Becca.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, we're doing. We're here. What can we help you with today?
I'm just calling for a general reading.
Well, is there any something specific you might want to know about? As in work, really relationships, family, friends, education.
Is there a way we can do a general one for like all of them?
Well, the more we go in with a specific query, the better your reading would be overall. But let's, we could just shoot for happiness.
Okay. That's a good one.
Sounds good.
All right. I am now laying the cards out. Daryl is having a coughing spell. Oh. And so we're just going to try and fill up the air as I am working with a 24 card layout. Some online or on shows that do readings, they are pulling one to possibly three cards. But to me, I'd rather lay out the whole situation, the whole roadmap that is your life. And work from there.
It's also a technique that Deborah teaches. So if you are listening in or watching on live technology here, you can also learn this method.
That's right. Now, Becca, I would like to know, from what I see here, how's your love life?
It's great.
Yes, it is great. And I'll tell you, the partner that you have, the person you are with, realizes that there are all sorts of contenders around that would love to steal you away. And that is what keeps kind of the lifeblood going, where you don't fall into those, you know, those boring doldrums of just feeling, well, I got him, he's got me, and we don't have to try anymore. But that is not what I'm getting at all. So I think it's fantastic. I think there's a lot of opportunity coming for you. I'm feeling it's toward the very end of the year that things will really start to pick up for you. And there's nothing really negative here that I would have to add. I'm seeing some travel. I'm seeing new workplaces that would become opportunities for you. I feel that this next year, 2017, is going to be a year of some wonderfully amazing things happening for you. And this isn't often the case. Usually a lot of people are going to confront a lot of difficulties in the future that we have to work our way around. I'm not seeing that for her at all. You have a marvelous mindset, the way that you get up every day, Becca, and the way you live your life. If only more people could be like you. Because I really do feel that you're... I'm searching for a word about positivity.
Having a bright outlook.
Yes, exactly. So I really think everything's looking pretty good for you.
In other words, she's a glass half full lady.
I would say that, yes. Definitely not half
empty. What was that?
Half empty.
Yeah. Go ahead, hon.
No, okay, what did he say?
I said you're a glass half full lady instead of a glass half empty.
Oh, yes. I try to be.
And she's one, you are one of those with a truly, she's got a very charismatic personality. She's very bubbly and sweet, and people are very much drawn to her magnetism that you could literally have your pick of any one that you might want. And I think that is actually a very constructive thing to have when you're already in a relationship. Keeps that other person on their toes a little bit. Being high maintenance, a little bit high maintenance. Not in a needy, whiny way, but in a way like, hey, I want you to participate, so step up. So I think it looks good.
I can agree with that.
Okay, well, you should stay in touch with us. I'd love to look at your cards again, especially when you have a particular question. We have tons of people waiting today, so I'm going to have to run, but thanks. I'm really glad you called.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Take care. Yeah, she's got fantastic cards.
All right. You ready for our next one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Karina from California.
Karina, hello.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
Thank you very well. Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, well, my question is basically, I am married, and it's been like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Okay. Yes, we're here.
And so someone from my past came, I saw them at the gas station, and he seemed kind of interested in me. Like, he asked my, for my phone number and stuff. I know in the past he was interested, and I didn't, you know, really pay attention because, you know, it just wasn't the time. But I'm going through a hard time with my husband. I don't even know, you know, what direction, you know, my marriage is even going to go. And I wanted to know if this other guy that I ran into the gas station, if me and my husband did split up, would he be a good catch or a good
yes.
possible stepfather to my children?
I am so glad that you called, because this is right up our alley as far as readings like this. The personal prophecy is the method that can really help us make choices within our lives, you know, knowing what the outcome will be before we even get there. And boy, I'll tell you, we got to watch those gas stations. They are a hotbed of lust and desire, I'll tell you. More people meet at the gas station.
It's a meeting ground for the universe, I think.
Between there and the grocery store.
Yeah, oh boy. And especially around the melons. And
yes. I can roll with on that one.
You know, I think this one that you met at the gas station is a really sensitive, caring man that would really feel her sorrows and suffer her pains with her. And I think if nothing else, what I'm perceiving here is somebody you can really vent with, that you could share some time, keep it platonic. It doesn't have to necessarily become hot and heavy, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did. You know, we're all human beings, and we all have needs, and not always are they going to be met in the same way that we thought they would be, you know, through time. Things change. People change.
Yes, they do.
And while I'm not perceiving an imminent divorce or a parting coming for you, I do see visions of it over the horizon. I feel you're reaching a point in your life where you're outgrowing what initially brought the two of you together. You've had a family together, but now you're reaching a bumpy road where it seems as if you're in many ways married to yourself. Is that a feeling you get? Because I see
Absolutely.
That in your cards.
It's hard for him to even, you know, do these family events and stuff, and it's just, I'm kind of getting tired of this, but I didn't want to, like, I mean, I'm not going to be the one to cheat or anything like that, but he does threaten to leave, and I always stop him, but, you know, this person from my past came in, and I was like, he was always really interested, and it's just, I never even gave him a chance, and,
you know, if you were really happy right now, you wouldn't even have thoughts like this. So I I think it's wonderful that you've come forward and that you consciously know this about yourself. And maybe it's time to stop stopping him, if you know what I mean, the husband. Maybe it's time to let him make that exit so that you can explore this without it coming off as like a backstreet affair. But I do want you to know, I feel the two of you have great potential to fall very much in love with each other, and that this could easily become your true mate for the rest of your life. So it's a big
would
decision
that
you face.
Would he be a good stepfather figure?
Yeah.
Like, as you emotionally and connected, committed, would he? Because I don't even know if he likes kids. He may not even like kids.
Well, that's how you explore and get to know each other. personally, I see a really good fit here. Really good. You are the one he's always wanted. And Daryl is hurrying me, and I know we're going to have to cut to break, but I'd love for you to keep in touch. Let us know how it's going, and I'll keep giving you readings during the show so we can see the progression here. But I really feel you're going to decide to see this through with this man from with Mr. Gas Station, okay?
Mr. Gas
It was meant
Station,
to be.
Yeah, huh?
There's really nothing random in terms of life. And
no.
I think I'm just going to have to pause there and we go to station break. And please contact us again, if you would, hon. And good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Blessings. Yes.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to break here. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks. Talk to you soon.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our gorgeous host, who's very sparkly today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, and you, Darrow, Dare. Yeah, this is Dare, our darling co-host, who is also intuitive himself. He gives readings. If you want the real deal from a male point of view, this is who you go to. He won't sugarcoat it.
No.
If it's a booty call, he's going to call it a booty call. So you have your own clientele, though.
Yeah,
they trust you well. Well, let's get to the next caller.
All right, let's go to Carol from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling with a love question. Ooh, I've been seeing a gentleman off and on for a long time. Seems like he never wants to make a commitment, and I do date other people also. He's back in the picture again, and I just don't know what the true story is with him.
Okay. How long were you out of contact?
Probably almost a year, I'd say.
Okay. Has he been a pretty decent, honest person by your recollection?
Yeah, he's always wonderful when we're together. We have so much in common. I don't even know why he doesn't feel that. But, you know, I saw him last week, and it was just wonderful. He just was so romantic and so whatever, you know. We had the greatest time. So I just don't know, you know. Do you see any kind of future with him?
Oh, I do. Well, for one thing, the magnetism between the two seems red hot from what I can see
here.
Yes,
it is. Mm-hmm.
But also, you two have a wonderful friendship. And that is where the true heart of a relationship that's going to be long-term, I believe, needs to be. As I tell the young people when they come to my office, you're going to have to get out of bed and talk to them eventually. So you may as well pick somebody that really is a compliment to your own nature and personality.
Yeah.
Somebody who, you know, that your interests mesh. Somebody you can laugh with and be so honest with.
Yeah.
And not fear that you're taking a risk. Oh, yes, he loves you very much. I mean, Lisa's looking over the camera and she can see. I think the thing is, though, to you, it almost seems too good to be true sometimes. And hard
It
trust.
It seems like right now it's too good to be true.
Well, he reinforces his affection for you. And he is romantic. And he's really hot for you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, will he ever make a commitment to me? I'm not getting any younger here.
Well, see, we women like our relationships to actually go somewhere, don't we? Have you seen that, Lisa, in your practice?
I think people like to feel comfortable and confident that what they have is going to stay. And it's the indecisiveness and the indecision that makes us have a little bit of a fear. Where is this going?
Right.
Well, I'm seeing that he will be a little bit complacent in that regard, because to him, this is great. Come on, you know how you men feel. But it's great right now. Yeah. Why do we need to take it somewhere? Well, because you do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that commitment is important to the structure and of a family. And a family isn't always about kids. It's between two people making a family together.
Mm-hmm,
so I think, though, his heart is in the right place. I do feel that within this next, 7 to 8 month period.
Okay.
There's going to be a very serious discussion about commitment that's going to bubble to the surface. And it'll happen at
about
the right
what?
Time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's going to happen, though, in the right time, in the right place. Maybe you both have gone to a movie, and there was something in the movie that will trigger this conversation. Or it could be something over the holidays. I'm feeling that it'll come in its own way in time. I really don't think you have to stage it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let him enjoy you right now. Enjoy yourselves together. And then start as the fall starts setting in, then you can start looking toward that special moment that is going to turn. I just don't think he's going to disappoint her. I really don't. I think you got yourself a dolphin here. There's a saying out here and in Virginia Beach, where we are home to the largest naval base in the world, that there are many fish in the ocean, but very few dolphins. And if you can get yourself a dolphin, boy, that's...
Okay, I'd like to catch that dolphin, I'll tell you.
He really, really thinks the world of you. And I mean, you are just his everything. So, you know, let him, Lisa, help me out here. Let him relax. Let him feel comfortable. Let him see what life would be like with you on a, you know, just a continuing daily basis. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that makes me feel wonderful
because
when I read my cards, it's always like, no, no, no.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat yourself?
Oh, I do. I read my cards sometimes for myself, and it always seems like it's not going to work out, you know, when I read for myself.
What method do you use?
I'm like, is he ever going to commit to me? Are we ever going to have a relationship?
Are you using tarot cards or angel cards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use tarot cards.
Okay. Well, what I would say, if you were studying personal prophecy under me right now, I would say, I think you are bringing your worries and your fears to the table with you when you're laying down the cards. You really have to
read. I get that,
Yeah, and that will be reflected back. When I'm worried and upset, my cards show nothing but gloom and doom and disaster. And Lisa's nodding.
Okay.
So we have to really bring a very quiet mind to the reading. So that's why for you it might help by getting readings from others, because then you don't have to trust your own reading where it's already kind of hinky for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you got a keeper there. And I wouldn't say
I hope so. You made me feel really, really wonderful. I do appreciate that.
Good. Well, please check back with us, would you? We'd love to hear how it's going.
I'll send you an invitation to the wedding if it comes
through. We'll give you more readings.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. I don't want to miss this one that's waiting here. She's been here since the top of the hour.
All right.
Why don't we jump to a quick Facebook reading?
Yes.
Did you give me a new deck?
Nope.
It's Amla is waiting, and she says, I really hope Deborah gets to my question.
Okay, but there was somebody right before, Lorene?
I think Amla was first.
Okay, Amla will do you right now. We will do you, darling, right now.
And what was her question?
About how does David feel about you?
Relationship question.
Yes.
I like those kinds.
I do too.
Seeing how someone else is feeling about you, and it really gives you a great in-depth insight to those feelings.
Especially if it's somebody that might have broken your heart years ago, and you're just curious to know how they feel about you now. It's absolutely uncanny how the cards will reveal that that individual never got over you or realized what he had or she had after you were gone, was wanting to come to your wedding and crash it. You know, that part where they say, does anybody here have just cause? They envision themselves that they're in another, what was that, the graduate? They're in the sequel to The Graduate, something like that.
Or Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. Oh, David has very turbulent feelings, Amla. He goes from being very resentful, and there's a sense of like jealousy or possession around him, covetousness. I can't quite put my finger on it, because there's also indecision about you. And then the pendulum will swing over to feeling very depressed. So this is somebody that is not in a quiet place in their life where you are concerned. And that's kind of cool. I think we should take a look at this in the future. See, I'm being rushed now, so we'll just try to hurry. And then if we get everybody to come back for another show, then we can elaborate. But yes, I really feel that he still thinks very much about you. Nobody who is over a relationship has turbulent emotions. Right, Lisa?
That's correct.
Even if they say, oh, I hate her. No, they don't. They don't. That's still love at work in their lives. So Amla got a rush, but hun, I find this very interesting. And we are going to have to take another look at David real soon. All right.
Oh. First one.
Commitment. All right. Are we going to the phone?
Actually, we're down to about 1 minute here, so.
Oh, well, then let's just talk for a minute.
Yep.
Now, finding that out, depending on where she is in her life, this could be a revelation that he even though maybe he acts like he doesn't care, this David, for Amla, he doesn't care, ignores her, especially, I think, when they walk right by you with their nose in the air. Big indication somebody still cares, somebody's still hurt.
All right, let's go to break here. We'll be right back, folks. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our sparkly host today, Deborah Lee, who continues to sparkle every day.
Oh, thank you, honey. And Daryl. Dare, our, well, I guess you'd call him our resident hubster. He's our male, you provide the male point of view without a posse of women with lit torches chasing after you.
Yeah, sometimes.
And the lovely Lisa brings it all together with her technology skills here. So, we're back. And what do we have? Lorene
has a question.
And then we'll go to them.
It's about her relationship with herself and the universe. She says, my life has been a hurricane for the last year. Is it me or is it stuff clearing out?
Wow, that's a good one.
Sounds like there's been a lot of perhaps up and downs, some changes, inner conflict.
But I like
conflict.
How she brought it around to the point of, or is this clearing?
Clearing.
I think it's good for us to sometimes take a look at what's going on. We don't often realize, or always realize, I should say, that our thoughts take form and shape, and they have an energy. And if we happen to be very negative thinkers, we are going to send out thought forms that are going to basically beg the universe for more negativity. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy to start out a day trying to feel grateful and appreciative and positive. And if it goes down the toilet after that, well, it's not your fault because you did start it out on the right foot. As for you, I personally think that what's happening and has been happening for this past year is that you have been going through a series of tests, spiritual tests, emotional tests. And this I have found in my 30 plus years of experience with this method. This means that you are approaching it's a crossroads that will be filled with nothing but abundance. And through that abundance, a tremendous amount of happiness for you. And sometimes we have to walk through the fire before we can get to the heaven. That's what I guess you would say, the heavenly phase that's on the other side. What I also feel is you are extremely empathic. And what I feel from your cards is that you absorb a lot of others' negativity as well. You need to become more grounded. We all learn different techniques. I have a problem with this too, where I will absorb my clients' issues and their emotional struggles, sometimes to the point I can't even get up. You know, I'm like sick. So I think that one thing you need to do is try to set boundaries. And Lisa's probably better at this than me with all her relationship credentials that literally fill a wall. And I just want to tell you that I really think you'll see after the first of the year that things will definitely change for you. In the meantime, try to have some good boundaries. Learn to ground yourself, and you don't have to. This card is saying you don't have to tell everybody everything that's going on with you. And you don't have to be there confident all the time either. Take care of yourself. That's the biggest lesson or the biggest message I have for you. Okay? We'll tell you more next time. We're trying to hurry before we run out of time here to try to get everybody in.
Hey, let's get to Annette from Boston.
Hello, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
We're hot. We are hot.
Yeah.
Down
here. Yes. I agree. The two of you are hot.
thank you.
What can we do for you today, darling?
You're beautiful together. I have to tell you that. You still blush when you look at him.
Oh, I do. I know. And it's what, yes. 14 years now? 14.
15.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we still like each other.
We do.
Obviously.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I just want to check in from time to time just to see if the energy is still good between Alan and myself.
Okay. And I do remember your story. So we'll see.
It is a story, isn't it? All my children and everything else.
Is this the younger man?
Yeah, the younger man.
Yes.
I remember too.
Yes, Lisa. She can relate very well. Have you made a move?
I haven't made a move.
Has he?
It seems like he's kind of like he wants to, but he's hesitant.
Oh, sure. Doesn't want to risk it being rejected. But, yeah, oh, my goodness, the more he spends, look at this, the more he spends time with you, the more he adores you. I really feel that this young fella's got a lot of feelings for you.
I think so, too.
And he would love to just grab you and ravage you. I mean, I can feel the intensity. Now, the only thing I think is you're the one that's putting obstacles up, partly because you're older, more mature, looking before you're leaping. But in his heart, he just wants to be spontaneous. All he needs from you is a little bit of encouragement. And you might not come up for air for an entire weekend. I mean, it looks that
that hot.
Yeah. this could be something you would really enjoy. And if you could only just let yourself go, I really think that it would be like going to a spa and being rejuvenated, going to, you know, an exotic place and just letting yourself go. So that, though, has to come from inside of you. He's waiting. He's ready. All he needs is the go sign. And you've got a guy that will romance you. He will. He'd court her. You. He would have a courtship with this young man.
Wow.
And, you know, as society is advancing here, I am finding more and more women of you know, what do you call it, like a mature age, are dating down instead of up. And maybe it's because the men our age are just a bunch of stuffy, stinky, you know.
Not Daryl. Not Daryl. Daryl's not included in that.
And these young guys, they have the stamina and the interest, and they're able to adore us. That, why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we? Daryl's younger than me, and I love it. I love it.
By what, 3 years?
Well, yeah.
Daryl's a cutie.
Till my birthday, then it's two. Till January.
And that you should just really think about, spend some time visualizing and fantasizing, and then go and give him a kiss. Give him a little hug. And I just think you're going to have a wonderful time. He is not going to hurt you. That's one thing I can promise you. So, unfortunately, we're about ready to wrap.
And he won't shy away. He won't reject me.
Nope.
No, I think he's more fearful if he makes a move on you that you will reject him. And he would hate to, you know, to lose you, to not have you as a part of his life. He really cares for you. We're down to our last 2 minutes. Please stay in touch. We will keep taking his temperature in future readings, okay?
Okay, thank you. Many blessings.
You're so welcome.
Bye, Daryl.
Please. Yeah,
bye,
have
Lisa.
A wonderful weekend.
You as well. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, I guess we have just a couple things to say. Please get our app. If you don't have it, it's free. But you have to have a smartphone. Go to your app store or, you know, where they get their
wherever
app.
Wherever your app store.
It's called PsychicLoveDoctor.com. No, it isn't. It's PsychicLoveDoctor.com would be my website. So go get the app. You can give yourself readings. It'll give you the real deal. It isn't just a sunshine pumper up your skirt. It's not. It'll tell you. And if it doesn't resonate with you, the insight at the time of the reading, it sure as heck will later when you look back and go, ah, so that's what that meant. And with that, I'd like to say thank you, honey.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Miss Lisa. And thanks to all of you who made this such a great show today. In the words of my grandmother who taught me this method, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great week, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychicloveDoctor.com.